This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. By-elections being held today for 52 vacant posts at local, provincial and federal levels. Doctors involved in Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's treatment say Prime Minister Oli out of danger. President Vidya Devi Bhandari offers worship at Janaki Temple on the occasion of Vibaha Panchami. Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda stresses on resolving problems, maintaining Nepal-India-China trilateral relations, and Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi to resign after the bloodiest day of protest. Now the news in detail. The voting for by-elections taking place to elect people's representatives in various 52 vacant posts began from 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Election Commission, the voting time has been determined from 7 in the morning to 5 in the evening at 246 voting centres having 537 polling booths in 37 districts across the country. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said all preparations for voting had been completed and called all the voters to exercise their rights without any fear because reliable security arrangement had been put in place. A total of 273 candidates are contesting in the elections. There are a total of 454,114 voters participating in the by-elections. The Election Commission has directed all voting officers to make appropriate arrangement of voting to the persons with disability, pregnant, senior citizens and sick voters. The elections are being held for a member of the House of Representatives in Kaski Constituency No. 2, while for State Assembly members in Bhaktapur, Baglung and Dang. Similarly, the elections are ongoing for the mayor at Tharan Submetropolitan City. Phalgunanda Rural Municipality of Panchthar, Makalu Rural Municipality of Sankhwasabha and Pipara Rural Municipality of Mohottari and Khura Punath Rural Municipality of Humla are also holding the by-elections today. President Vidya Devi Bhandari welcomed the symbolic marriage procession of Lord Ram, which came from Ayodhya in India to attend the Sita Ram Vibaha Panchami Mahotsav, a cultural ceremony reminiscing the Treta Yuga. President Bhandari welcomed the marriage procession during the special ceremony of Sitaram Marriage Mahotsav organized by Sitaram Vibaha Panchami Mahotsav 2076 Main Celebration Committee at Bara Biga of Janakpurdham yesterday. She offered tika to symbolic bride Sita and groom Ram. She also honored the symbolic Sunena, who is the spouse of King Janak of Mithila. The bow of Lord Shiva was broken by Lord Ram at Bara Biga of Tanusa as per the Ramcharitramanas written by Goswami Tulsidas in the Treta Yuga. On the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai said that Ram Sita Vibaha Panchami Mahotsav was a strong reminder of cultural relations between India and Nepal. He said the cultural relations between Avadh and Mithila civilization since the Treta Yuga were finally recorded in the cultural history. Similarly, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Padma Kumari Arial pointed out the need of giving high respect to Sita Ram Vibaha Panchami. Likewise, Chief Minister of State No. 2, Lal Babu Rawat, said it was necessary to give continuity to such cultural relations subsisting between Nepal and India since Treta Yuga. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Development of State 2, Jitendra Sonal, said the character of Sitaram was inspiring for developed and civilized society. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Manjeev Singh Puri said that Nepal-India relations were evident in cultural and religious fronts too. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's health is improving significantly, doctors involved in his treatment have said, adding that his physical and biochemical requirements are improving as expected. Prime Minister Oli's personal doctor, Dr. Dibya Singh Saha, said solid food was being given and his digestive system was also good. On November 26, Prime Minister Oli underwent a successful surgery for appendicitis at Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Treatment Center in Maharajganj, where he is receiving care as of now. According to doctors, dialysis was required to stop bleeding from the transplanted kidneys. In her response in regard with journalist query about the possibility of Prime Minister's kidney transplant again, she said it would be decided whether to go with dialysis or for a new transplant on right time. Centre's Executive Director, Professor Dr. Uttam Krishna Shrestha, shared that the centre was doing its best in the treatment of Prime Minister Oli. Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said Nepal-China relation has been stronger at the people-to-people level. Addressing a program organized by Nepal-China Media Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Prachanda informed that he was planning for a visit to China in near future. He also said Chinese President Xi Jinping's Nepal visit had led Nepal-China relations to new height, saying a right time has come to address the border dispute between Nepal and India. Chairman Prachanda stressed on the need for a trilateral relations between China, India and Nepal. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali returned home yesterday, wrapping up his official visits to Russian Federation and Republic of Serbia. Upon landing at the Thrivan International Airport yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Minister said he had extended invitations to high-level officials to participate in the first edition of Sagarmatha Sambat, scheduled for coming April 13 and 14. He said he also talked about Russia's investment and assistance in Nepal's tourism, agricultural and hydropower sector. He said Russia was ready to cooperate with Nepal in its development endeavor. The minister informed that he had extended an invitation to Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Prime Minister to visit Nepal. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said Nepal is a lively and unique canvas of diverse ethnicities, languages, cultures and geographies, and every sector was full of potential. Releasing a book, Filming in Nepal, at a program in the federal capital, Kathmandu, yesterday, Minister Baskota said the specificities of Nepal could be expanded across the world. The book is about the film shooting spots in Nepal. He said as the Visit Nepal year was nearing, the book would be helpful to make it successful. The minister said even the government policy and programs had mentioned country as the best destination for shooting movies. The minister further said government had provided 24 ropnis of land in Kabre Palanchuk for the construction of movie shooting sets. He expressed happiness over the efforts made by private sectors to build a film shooting spot in Lomjung. Minister Baskota suggested sending the book to every embassy and diplomatic mission across the globe for better publicity. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has directed the Nepal Army to return the additional fees imposed on the students by the Army-run Medical College. Minister Pokhrel invited Chief of Army Staff Purnachandra Thapa at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday and directed him to return the additional fees charged on students which exceeds fee structure determined by the government. In response, Army Chief Thapa said they were following the government decision and would adjust the fees very soon. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi is to submit his resignation, his office says, after more than 50 people were killed on the bloodiest day since anti-government protests began. Iraq's top Shia Muslim cleric condemned the use of force against protesters and called for a new government. About 400 people have been killed in protests since the start of October and at least 15 people died on Friday. Iraqis are demanding jobs, an end to corruption and better public services. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was deeply concerned over reports of the continued use of live ammunition against demonstrators and called for maximum restraint. The statement said the Iraqi Prime Minister would present his resignation to Parliament so lawmakers could select a new government. The British police says the man who carried out the stabbing attack at London Bridge was a former prisoner convicted of terrorism offences. The attacker, named by police as 28-year-old Usman Khan, was out of prison on license at the time of attack, in which two people were killed and three were injured. He was shot dead by officers after members of the public restrained him. Police declared the attack a terrorism incident. Police said Khan was known to the authorities, having been convicted for terrorism offences in 2012. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly region, mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. By-elections being held today for 52 vacant posts at local, federal and provincial levels. Doctors involved in Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's treatment say Prime Minister Oli out of danger. President Bidyadevi Bhandari offers worship at Janaki Temple on the occasion of Vibaha Panchami. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on resolving problems maintaining Nepal-India-China trilateral relations, and Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi to resign after the bloodiest day of protest. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.